This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Michael Wetzel, Wetzel, date of birth 7-3-1943. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Wetzel with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, small right kidney, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was April 14th of this year. He's been feeling well. He has lost 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and he is trying to steadily and gradually lose weight in order to help improve blood pressure control. And his edema of the ankles has improved with the weight loss. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, mild dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight the Eliquis 5 mg twice a day, Norvasc is 5 mg daily, Clonidine 0.2 mg twice a day, max dose lisinopril of 40 mg daily, metformin 500 mg twice a day, omeprazole, nitroglycerin, some fish oil, magnesium, Lipitor. Physical exam, weight 197 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure is 125 over 72. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft without ascites, and one plus edema of bilateral ankles. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 2nd, 2025. Creatinine 1.73. Intact parathyroid hormone is 52.1. Sodium 138, potassium 5, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.7, phosphorus 3.1, hemoglobin 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. We will continue to check monthly labs. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, small right kidney. And 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.